Welcome to the Biome Podcast, where we unravel the mysteries of the natural world through the lens of fascinating species and the environments that they inhabit. This month, our theme is Life in the Depths, continues to take us on a journey to the uncharted territories of the ocean's abyss. In our last episode, we dived into the dark waters to explore the anglerfish and the glowing allure of bioluminescence. Today, we're going even deeper to uncover the secrets of one of the sea's most elusive giants, the giant squid, and we'll then take a foray into the concept of deep sea gigantism. Imagine a creature so mysterious that for centuries it was believed to be nothing more than a myth. With its enormous size, eyes as big as dinner plates, and tentacles that seem to stretch on forever, the giant squid is a marvel of the deep sea. So join us as we venture into the depths to explore the life, adaptations, and mysteries surrounding this incredible species. From its legendary battles with sperm whales to its role in the deep sea food web, there's so much to discover about the giant squid. So, let's set sail into the deep blue, where darkness reigns and giants dwell. Welcome to the world of the giant squid. The giant squid is a creature of legend and mystery. It's one of the world's most fascinating and elusive inhabitants. For centuries, tales of these enormous sea monsters have captivated sailors and scientists alike. Yet, despite its fame, the giant squid remains a shadowy figure in the depths of the sea, rarely seen and even more rarely understood. This incredible creature calls the deep, cold parts of the ocean its home, dwelling at depths of up to 1,000 meters or more. It lives in a world where sunlight is a stranger. Here, in the pitch-black waters, the giant squid has adapted to become the master of its domain. Size is one of the most astonishing aspects of the giant squid. Females can grow up to 43 feet in length, making them one of the largest living organisms in the sea. Their eyes, the size of dinner plates, or 10 inches in diameter, or about 30 centimeters in diameter, are among the largest in the animal kingdom, designed to capture every little bit of light available in the deep, dark waters they inhabit. But why do they grow so large, and how do they survive in such a hostile environment? The answer lies in their remarkable adaptations. The giant squid's massive size may deter predators, while its large eyes are crucial for detecting the faint glimmers of light from prey or threats in the darkness. Their diet mainly consists of deep-sea fish and other squid, captured using their two long feeding tentacles. Once prey is within reach, the giant squid uses its powerful beak, located at the center of its tentacles, to eat its catch. Now, despite their size and prowess, much of the giant squid's life remains shrouded in mystery. Reproduction, for example, is still a topic of much speculation. It's believed that after mating, females lay thousands of eggs, which they attach to deep-sea objects. However, the exact details of their reproductive cycle, their growth from hatchling to giants, and their lifespan is still largely unknown. Let's talk about what we do know. Their physical characteristics. We know a fair bit about their extraordinary physical characteristics, actually. These features are not only fascinating, they're key to the squid's survival in the deep, dark parts of the ocean. First and foremost, we've touched on their sheer size, but let's go a little deeper. It's nothing short of astounding. Females are larger than males and can reach up to about 43 feet. This includes their long tentacles, which they use with deadly efficiency to snatch prey. The body, or mantle, is not just long but also robust, capable of powerful movements through the water. We've also touched on the eyes, but the eyes of the giant squid are among the largest, and depending on which sources you look at, is the largest in the animal kingdom, rivaling those or surpassing those of large whales. These dinner plate-sized organs are essential in the pitch-dark depths of the ocean, allowing the squid to detect faint glimmers of light. This could be from potential prey or the bioluminescence of other deep-sea creatures. The size of their eyes enhance their sensitivity to light, a crucial adaptation for living in such dark environments. The giant squid has 8 arms and 2 longer feeding tentacles. These arms are lined with suction cups, each one is ringed with sharp, serrated edges. These are not just for holding onto prey, they're perfect for slicing and dicing as well. The feeding tentacles, which are even longer, shoot out to grab unsuspecting fish or other squid. And once caught, the prey is drawn into the beak-like mouth at the center of the tentacle crown. Now, the beak isn't the only thing the squid uses. At the heart of its tentacle lies the beak itself, which is, without a doubt, a formidable tool made of chitin. It's incredibly sharp and powerful, capable of tearing through the tough flesh of its prey. However, behind the beak is a radula, a tongue-like organ with rows of tiny, sharp teeth used to further process food before swallowing. If you know anything about invertebrates, you'll know that snails also have a radula. But they're both mollusks, which makes sense. Now, the skin of the giant squid can change color, thanks to special cells called chromatophores. This ability might be used for camouflage, communication, or even to dazzle and disorientate prey and predators alike. These physical characteristics not only make the giant squid an incredible predator of the deep sea, but also a formidable prey by those that hunt it. Every aspect of its anatomy is honed for life in the deep, dark, and cold waters, making the giant squid an impressive animal often looked on in wonder. Now, the habitat of the giant squid is as mysterious and fascinating as the creature itself. These giants reside in the deep, cold waters of the world's oceans, a realm where light barely penetrates and the pressures are immense. It's an environment that seems inhospitable to most life forms, yet the giant squid has adapted perfectly to thrive here. Giant squids make their home in the mesopelagic to the bathypelagic zones of the ocean. This means that they live at depths ranging from 200 meters just below the reach of sunlight down to 1,000 meters or even deeper. At these depths, the water is near freezing and the darkness is almost complete, creating a landscape that is both alien and changing. These creatures are not confined to any single ocean, but are believed to inhabit deep waters across the world, from the North Atlantic to the deep Pacific. Evidence of giant squids has been found in various locations, indicating a wide-ranging distribution. This adaptability suggests that they're highly versatile in navigating and surviving across different deep-sea environments. The habitat of the giant squid has shaped its evolution in numerous ways. The absence of light has necessitated the development of large eyes to detect the faintest glimmers in the dark. The extreme pressure and cold have influenced their growth as well, leading to the phenomenon of deep-sea gigantism, which is observed in several deep-sea species, but is especially prominent in the giant squid. Now, living at such depths, the squid is part of a unique ecosystem. Here, food is obviously scarce, and survival depends upon being an efficient predator or master of camouflage. The giant squid's diet likely consists of deep-sea fish and other squid species, including a complex food web that exists in the darkness, or indicating, rather, a complex food web that exists in the darkness. The environment of the deep sea is one of the least explored on our planet, and the giant squid's adaptation to this world is a fascinating insight. Despite the challenges posed by their habitat, giant squids have carved out a niche for themselves, remaining one of the ocean's most intriguing mysteries. Let's look at how they feed, though. Understanding the feeding habits of the giant squid offers a glimpse into the life of one of the ocean's most formidable predators. It is believed that the giant squid is an ambush predator, using the cover of darkness to its advantage. Its large eyes are crucial for spotting prey in the minimal light available, and once a target is sighted, the giant squid, like other squid species, likely uses its two long feeding tentacles to reach out and snatch its prey with surprising speed and precision. These tentacles are equipped with suction cups on the end, and they're lined with sharp serrated rings, perfect for gripping tightly onto whatever it catches. The diet of the giant squid is thought to be comprised mainly of deep sea fish and other squid species, including smaller members of its own kind. This diet reflects the giant squid's position near the top of the deep sea food chain, and the scarcity of food at these depths means that giant squid must be a versatile and probably opportunistic feeder, ready to take advantage of whatever meal crosses its path. Once the prey is captured, it's drawn towards the squid's powerful beak, located at the center of its tentacle crown. This beak is made of chitin and is capable of slicing through the tough flesh and bones of its catch. The radula, then, is a toothed, tongue-like organ, which further processes the food, shredding it into small, manageable pieces for digestion. Now, the giant squid's feeding habits are supported by a host of physical adaptations. Its enormous size and muscular mantle, allow it to grow and move swiftly through the water, chasing down prey or escaping predators. The large eyes enhance its ability to see in the dark, spotting potential meals or threats from afar. Meanwhile, its tentacles and beak are perfectly designed for capturing and consuming the deep-sea delicacies it depends upon for survival. How about reproduction? How much of that do we know? The reproductive habits of the giant squid is shrouded in as much mystery as the creature itself. Despite its colossal size and widespread presence in the world's oceans, very little is actually known about how these deep-sea giants reproduce. The depths they inhabit and their elusive nature have kept their reproductive behaviors largely hidden from human eyes. However, what we do know offers fascinating insights into their life cycle. It is believed that giant squids mate in the deep, cold waters they call home, although no one has ever observed this process. Scientists theorize that mating likely involves a male transferring spermatophores, or packets of sperm, to the female, possibly using a specialized arm or tentacle. This method is common among deep-sea cephalopods, allowing for reproduction in an environment where encounters between individuals are rare. After mating, though, the female giant squid likely lays thousands of eggs. These eggs are believed to be encased in gelatinous mass, which the female attaches to either a deep-sea object or lets float freely in the water column. Protecting the eggs in the deep sea, where pressures are immense and temperatures are near freezing, is crucial for the survival of the next generation. Now, in terms of development, we can use other squids as a model. It's believed that the eggs of the giant squid hatch into tiny squid, fully equipped with all the adaptations they need to survive in the deep blue sea. Little is known about their growth rate or how long it takes them to reach full size. The deep sea's harsh conditions likely influence their development, though, with only a small number of hatchlings surviving till adulthood. The scarcity of observations means that much of what happens during the early life stages of the giant squid remains a puzzle. Their survival and growth in the deep sea's challenging environment are testament to the remarkable resilience of these creatures. The journey from a tiny hatchling to a giant of the depths is fraught with dangers, though, from predators to the scarcity of food. The reproduction of the giant squid is a captivating mystery, one that underscores the complexity of life in the deep sea. As research continues and technology advances, we may one day unveil the secrets of their reproduction, shedding light on the life cycle of these magnificent creatures. Until then, though, the reproduction of the giant squid remains one of the many mysteries waiting to be explored in the vast, uncharted waters of our planet's oceans. Now, let's have a look at some of the adaptations. The giant squid is a master of adaptation, perfectly suited for life in the deep, dark, and cold waters of the world's oceans. Each feature of this magnificent creature is a testament to the incredible evolutionary journey it has undergone. So, we've touched on the eyes already, and what other adaptations do they have? Well, There's the powerful tentacles. The squid's 8 arms and 2 longer feeding tentacles are lined with hundreds of suction cups. And each suction cup is equipped with razor-sharp serrated edges. This formidable arsenal allows the giant squid to grasp and subdue its prey with remarkable efficiency. The length and strength of these tentacles make them incredibly versatile tools, useful for both hunting and defense. Now, like other cephalopods, the giant squid is capable of jet propulsion as well. By drawing water into its mantle cavity and forcefully expelling it through its funnel, the squid can rapidly escape predators or surge towards its prey. This method of locomotion is highly effective in the dense, pressurized environment of the deep sea. While the giant squid is not known to be bioluminescent, it likely employs other methods of camouflage to blend in with its dark surroundings. Its ability to change skin color, thanks to chromatophores, may help it avoid detection by predators or ambush prey. And living in extreme depths subjects the giant squid to immense pressures that would crush most other organisms. The squid's soft body and lack of rigid structures allows it to withstand these pressures without harm. Moreover, its cellular and biochemical adaptations prevent the high-pressure environment from disrupting its bodily functions. Like many other cephalopods, the giant squid is believed to have the ability to eject ink as a defense mechanism. This ink can serve as a smokescreen, obscuring the squid's escape route from predators or distracting attackers, allowing the squid a chance to flee. While this behavior has not been directly observed in giant squid due to their elusive nature, it's a common feature among cephalopods and likely plays a role in their survival strategy. Now, the giant squid, despite its formidable size and prowess, plays a complex role in the deep sea food web, both as a predator and as prey. The giant squid is one of the deep sea's largest hunters. Armed with its long tentacles, equipped with suction cups and sharp hooks, it is perfectly adapted to capturing a wide range of prey, and we've spoken a great deal about their hunting capabilities thus far. Despite its status as a predator, though, the giant squid is not without its own threats. The most notable of its natural enemies is the sperm whale, a relationship immortalized in scars and battle wounds found on both creatures. Sperm whales dive into the deep to hunt giant squid, engaging in epic underwater battles. The evidence of these encounters, such as circular scars from the squid's suction cups, can be found on the skin of sperm whales, and it tells the story of fierce confrontations in the deep. This predator-prey dynamic between the giant squid and the sperm whale is a dramatic illustration of the cycle of life in a deep sea. Now, as we draw this exploration to a close, the giant squid remains as much a mystery as ever, a symbol of the ocean's vast and uncharted territories. Moreover, the tale of the giant squid underscores the importance of conservation and the protection of marine ecosystems. These mysterious creatures and their habitat face threats from human activities, including pollution and overfishing. Preserving the deep sea and its inhabitants is crucial not only for the sake of scientific discovery, but also for the health of our planet as a whole. As we continue our quest to uncover the secrets of the deep, let the giant squid inspire us with awe and respect for its natural world. Its existence is a testament to the resilience and adaptability of life, and a call to action to safeguard the mysteries and marvels of the deep sea for generations to come. With that, I think we'll end the animal spotlight section. Stay tuned for the technical section. I have a special invitation for all you wildlife enthusiasts out there. Are you passionate about the wonders of the natural world? Do you find yourself captivated by the stories of wildlife and their habitats? If so, our free Biome Wildlife newsletter is just the thing for you. Each newsletter is a window into the incredible world of wildlife, packed with fascinating facts, stunning photography, and incredible articles from the field. It's your regular dose of nature delivered straight to your inbox. But that's not all. Our newsletter also features content from the Biome podcast and the website, behind-the-scenes insights, and special offers that you won't find anywhere else. It's a great way to stay connected and informed about the natural world. Signing up is easy and completely free. Just visit our website, enter your email, and you'll be all set to receive your first issue of the Biome Wildlife newsletter. Stay in the loop with the latest wildlife conservation, ecology, and much, much more. So take a moment to join our community of nature lovers and get ready to explore the wonders of wildlife like never before. Sign up for our free newsletter today and let's continue this journey of discovery together. Now, let's get back to our journey. Stay tuned. Welcome to today's technical section, where we dive into the captivating world of deep sea gigantism, an extraordinary phenomenon of the ocean's abyss. Deep sea gigantism refers to the largest size of creatures living in the deepest parts of the ocean compared to their relatives in shallower waters. This segment will explore what deep sea gigantism is, why it happens, and how it affects the creatures that call the deep sea their home. From the colossal giant squid to the mysterious Greenland shark and the alien-like giant isopods. We'll uncover the science behind their immense sizes and the role these giants play in the underwater world. So join us as we journey into the dark, pressure-filled depths of the ocean to discover the giants among us. Deep sea gigantism is a fascinating biological phenomenon, where marine animals in the deepest parts of the ocean grow significantly larger than similar or closely related species in shallower waters. This remarkable trend is observed across a variety of deep sea creatures, from squids to crustaceans to fish. The reason behind this increased size is not entirely known or understood, but scientists believe it's related to the unique environmental conditions of the deep sea, such as cold temperatures, high pressure, and a scarcity of food. These conditions may drive the evolution of larger body sizes as a survival strategy, allowing creatures to live longer, travel greater distances for food, and reduce their risk of predation. Understanding deep sea gigantism starts with grasping the basic principles that differentiate the deep sea environment from shallower waters or terrestrial habitats even. The deep sea, characterized by its lack of sunlight, extreme pressure, low temperatures, and scarce food resources, present unique challenges in the organisms that inhabit it. These conditions have led to fascinating adaptations among deep sea creatures. One of the most notable seems to be gigantism. Deep sea gigantism is thought to be a result from the combination of biological and environmental factors, the cold, nutrient-sparse environment, which we've spoken about, has a tendency to slow metabolism, which, when coupled with a reduced threat of predators and a need for efficient energy usage, may favor larger body sizes. Larger organisms can store more energy, which is crucial, obviously, for survival in an environment where food is not always readily available. Furthermore, the increased size may help in the absorption and retention of oxygen. Contrasting these giants with their terrestrial or shallow water counterparts sheds light on the evolutionary pressures that shape life forms in different habitats. While smaller sizes may be advantageous in environments where hiding or quick movement is essential for survival, in the deep sea, the benefits of being large outweigh the benefits of being small. For instance, gravity plays a more pronounced role in limiting size in shallower waters, as large terrestrial organisms must develop strong structural support to withstand their own weight. In contrast, the buoyant forces of water in the deep sea release some of these gravitational constraints, allowing organisms to grow larger. Shallow water and terrestrial environments may also offer abundant and accessible food sources, reducing the need for organisms to grow large in order to store energy or to travel long distances to find food. Furthermore, the presence of more predators in these environments can favor smaller sizes, as smaller organisms can hide more easily and require less food to survive. Temperature variations play a significant role as well. Terrestrial and shallow water organisms are subject to wider temperature fluctuations, which can influence metabolic rate and, consequently, optimal size for energy efficiency. In the deep sea, the consistently cold environment promotes a slower metabolism, making a larger body size more viable in a way to conserve energy and heat. Lastly, the isolation and vastness of the deep sea creates unique evolutionary paths. With fewer encounters between species and less competition, deep sea organisms may evolve larger sizes due to different selective pressures, such as the need for efficient energy utilization, better feeding opportunities, and reduced predation risk. This contrasts with the often denser populations and more competitive environments faced by terrestrial and shallow water species, where being smaller can have huge advantages. Now, how do these several key environmental factors contribute to this remarkable size increase? Each factor plays a crucial role in shaping the biology and life strategy of these colossal beings. Oxygen availability, for example. Contrary to what one might expect, the deep sea, despite its cold temperatures, can hold more dissolved oxygen than warmer, shallower waters. This higher oxygen solubility supports larger body sizes by aiding in the more efficient distribution of oxygen to body tissue. However, the slow metabolism of deep sea giants means they use this oxygen sparingly, a necessity in an environment where food is scarce and energy conservation is key. Larger animals, particularly those exhibiting gigantism, have greater demands for oxygen to maintain their bodily functions, and the ample supply in their environment helps meet these needs. However, the relationship between oxygen availability and body size is complex. While more oxygen supports larger life forms, the slow metabolism of deep sea creatures plays a significant role in how this oxygen is utilized. Deep sea giants are adapted to conserve energy, allowing them to survive in environments where food sources are sparse and few and far between, basically. The ability to store oxygen efficiently and use it sparingly supports their larger size by ensuring that they can sustain prolonged periods of activity or survive longer stretches without feeding. Furthermore, the oxygen minimum zone, or the OMZ, is a layer of the ocean where oxygen concentration is at its lowest. It often acts as a barrier that shapes the distribution of deep sea life. Organisms exhibiting gigantism may use their size and oxygen storage capacity to cross these zones, accessing food sources and habitats that are out of reach of smaller species. Another important factor is temperature. The deep sea is cold, often just above freezing. This cold environment affects the metabolism of deep sea creatures, leading to a slower pace of life. A slower metabolism reduces the energy needs of these animals, enabling them to grow larger while consuming less food. The cold also affects the buoyancy of the water, which supports larger sizes by reducing the energy needed to maintain buoyancy. The deep sea is characterized by its consistently cold temperatures. The frigid environment significantly impacts the metabolic rate of its inhabitant. Cold temperatures slow down metabolic processes, leading to slower growth rates, but also potentially longer lifespans. This slower pace of life allows deep sea organisms more time to grow, contributing to their larger sizes. Moreover, in cold environments, larger body sizes can be advantageous for retaining heat, though this is more relevant to endotherms. For deep sea creatures, the primary advantage of a larger size in cold temperatures is the efficient conservation of energy, crucial in a habitat where food is sparse and hard to come by. Another factor is pressure. The immense pressure of the deep sea increases by one atmosphere every 10 meters of descent, and this significantly influences the physiology of the deep sea life. High pressure can affect cell membranes and proteins, and organisms here have evolved or adapted to cope with these conditions. Larger body sizes may help in distributing this pressure more evenly across the body, reducing its impact on individual cells. Another large factor is food scarcity. The scarcity of food in the deep sea is a defining feature of this environment. Larger animals can travel greater distances to find food, and their large body sizes allow them to store more energy, sustaining them through periods where food is not always available. This ability to efficiently utilize and store scarce resources is crucial for survival in the deep sea. The vast dark waters of the deep ocean are markedly different from the more productive sunlit zones near the surface. Food isn't always abundant. In the depths, organisms face long periods without access to food, making every adaptation towards efficient energy use and storage crucial for their survival. A larger body size also allows for greater foraging efficiency. Deep sea organisms can cover more ground in search of food thanks to their extended reach and the ability to undertake longer journeys. Moreover, larger predators can target a wider variety of prey, including sizable food sources that are not available to smaller organisms. This flexibility in diet can be a significant advantage in the deep sea, where the availability of prey fluctuates quite dramatically. Lastly, gigantism may reduce competition for food among deep sea species. By occupying different size niches, larger and smaller organisms can exploit different food sources, minimizing direct competition and allowing for the coexistence of diverse species in the same environment. In essence, food scarcity in the deep sea drives the evolution of gigantism as organisms adapt to survive in a world where sustenance is rare and hard to come by. Together, these factors create a unique environment where larger body sizes are not only possible but are often a key adaptation for survival. Deep sea gigantism reflects an incredible adaptability of life, showcasing how organisms can evolve to thrive even in the most extreme conditions on Earth. So let's look at some of the most iconic giants in the deep. The giant squid, which we've spoken about already in an earlier segment. Perhaps the most emblematic of all deep sea giants, the giant squid can reach lengths of up to 43 feet or about 13 meters. These mysterious creatures are the epitome of deep sea gigantism, with their enormous size believed to be an adaptation for the scarce food resources in their environment, allowing them to prey on larger organisms and compete successfully in the deep sea's challenging conditions. But then there's the giant isopods. Resembling oversized wood louse, the giant isopods are crustaceans that can grow up to about 2.5 feet or about 76 centimeters in length. Living at depths of up to 7,020 feet or about 2,100 meters, these creatures face long periods without food. Their large size is an adaptation that allows them to store energy and survive the extended periods of scarcity between meals. Let's not forget the Greenland shark. The Greenland shark is one of the largest shark species, capable of growing over 20 feet or about 6 meters long. These sharks inhabit the cold, deep waters of the North Atlantic and Arctic Ocean, and their slow growth rate, large size, and extended lifespan, potentially up to 400 years, are thought to be adaptations to the deep sea's low temperature and scarce resources. We can't forget the giant crustaceans. Beyond the giant isopods, the deep sea is home to a variety of oversized crustaceans. The group includes the Japanese spider crab, with the largest leg span of any arthropod reaching up to 12 feet, or about 3.7 meters from claw to claw. These remarkable sizes allow them to explore a larger area for scavenging food and evading predators, which is obviously crucial in the nutrient-poor depths. Each of these creatures exhibit deep sea gigantism as a response to the unique challenges of their environment. From the need to maximize energy conservation and storage, to reducing predation risk, to enhancing their ability to find and consume food. Their remarkable sizes are not just fascinating anomalies, but critical adaptations that enable them to thrive in some of the most extreme conditions on Earth. The phenomenon of deep sea gigantism, where creatures exhibit significantly larger sizes than their shallow water counterparts, raises intriguing questions about the advantages of such immense sizes in the deep sea's extreme conditions. So what are some of the advantages? There's predator avoidance. Larger sizes can deter predators, making deep sea creatures less vulnerable to attack. In the vast and food scarce deep sea, being too big for the majority of potential predators can be a significant survival advantage. But then there's also energy efficiency. The deep sea's cold temperatures slow metabolic rates, and larger body sizes can enhance an organism's ability to conserve energy. Larger animals have a lower surface area to volume ratio, reducing the relative amount of body heat lost to the surrounding waters and making them more energy efficient. And then there's also feeding opportunities. Large creatures can cover more distance in search of food, a crucial advantage in the sparsely populated deep sea. Additionally, their size allows them to tackle larger prey or scavenge on bigger carcasses than their smaller animals, providing them access to food sources unavailable to the others. Well, I think we'll end this episode there. If you want more wildlife content, be sure to check out our website at biomemedia.org and consider signing up for our free newsletter. Or, if you want to get involved in conservation, becoming a member. 100% of all the profits go towards saving species on the brink of extinction. There'll be a lot more content and a community of like-minded zoology enthusiasts on there, as well as giveaways, photos and contests, and expert Q&As. A lot of new things this season, so be sure to stick around and follow us on social media at biome.media. And don't forget, we love hearing from you, so do please keep in touch. For now though, we will be back in 2 weeks with episode 7, I guess. Until next time, remember to always ask questions. Have a great one.